You are listening to episode 844. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are as you get ready to begin your meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week is kindness. So every single day you receive a kindness meditation technique. And new to the podcast, I share with you a tip to help you create a meditation lifestyle. So settle yourself in as you get ready to do a meditation technique with your breath. It's a breathing technique. Every Tuesday, I share a breathing technique. And so this will be a breathing technique for kindness. And it's a technique you can carry into your own meditation. As you do the meditations, if you prefer to be guided, or maybe you're new to meditation and you're not really sure how to go into a meditation on your own, I share a complete guided meditation using this same technique over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can find all the daily meditations, as well as a slowdown guide containing all the meditation techniques used throughout this week, and a journal that goes along with this week's theme that you'll be exploring each day. So for as little as 50 cents a day, you can receive a customized guided meditation. Well, go ahead now and get ready to settle yourself in and do your own meditation. Whether you're seated, you're lying down, or even if you're walking around doing different errands as you listen to today's episode, get ready to learn a breathing technique for kindness. And before I share the breathing technique with you, I want to share with you our focus every Tuesday is to do something that supports your body. It could be your physical health or your body image. And so your tip today to help support your body, to create more of a meditation lifestyle, bringing your meditation off your cushion and into your life, is to be kind to yourself in regard to how you feel about your body. So many times we feel as though we have to look a certain way or achieve a particular goal before we give ourselves the credit we feel we deserve. And so take care not to put your kindness to yourself on hold. Listen to your body when it needs nourishment. Give it great food. That will help you to become stronger and healthier. Give it exercise and rest. Truly listen to what you need. And know that a lot of times it's not how you exercise your body or what you feed your body, but it's so much more having to do with how happy you are. And that greatly influences your body self-image. So this can mean spending time with people who lift you up, or having great relationships so that you don't feel like you need to have all this pressure on yourself to meet a certain expectation, that you have relationships with people who are happy with you the way you are. And tonight I actually had a tango dance class. So I've been taking tango lessons. And I was really inspired by a couple who was there. And this was an older couple. And they had a little bit of trouble moving around. But when they moved together doing the tango, they had such unison. You could tell that their spirits were really joined. They had this beautiful connection. And so watching them dance was such an uplifting experience. And there were other people who could really move and do the tango gracefully. And they did all kinds of incredible moves that were pretty physically challenging. And they were fun to watch, but they couldn't really top the connection that this older couple had as they danced the tango together at their own pace. And so think about the people you spend time with, the different magazines or books or movies or whatever media that you regularly consume on a regular basis. Think about the messages that it may send you in regard to your body image, and guard that a little bit, because you are just fantastic the way you are. And keep yourself in a place where you're proud of your body. Just what you're doing for yourself right now, meditating, helps to release stress and toxins and inflammation in your body. When you do this on a regular basis, that's a beautiful ritual to do for a healthy body image. Every time you sit down to meditate, you feel better about yourself, because you notice you get better at it and you enjoy it more, and you start to notice the benefits as well. And this helps you to feel confident. So even choose activities that make you feel successful, so that there's not such an importance placed on your body image. I think it's important, of course, to be healthy physically, to do your best, but don't wait to be happy. Be happy now. So as you get ready to do today's breathing technique, if you're seated there getting ready to meditate or listening to this and you're going to do the breathing technique later at your own time where you sit down to meditate, keep this in mind about your body image. So the breathing technique is a simple one. It's where you inhale and exhale through your nose. So you'll inhale and visualize kindness, surrounding yourself with kindness, kind thoughts. As you inhale, send yourself kind thoughts. And then exhale, releasing any negative images. And then as you inhale again, send out kindness to a loved one, someone you care about, maybe someone who needs a little support these days. And as you exhale, release tension. And then as you inhale again, send out kindness to the world around you, thinking kind, positive thoughts about the world around you. And as you exhale, release tension. So this is a simple breathing technique you can do in your meditation today. So go ahead and guide yourself into your meditation. Try out this technique and keep in mind today to have more kindness for your body and all it does to support you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.